This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper has drawn his first well-known Republican challenger. Janik Joshi is a former state representative from the Colorado Springs area. He also ran unsuccessfully for Congress in 2022. Joshi has filed paperwork for the Republican nomination for Senate. The former doctor has described himself as a pro-Trump, America First Republican. Analysts rate Colorado's Senate seat as solidly Democratic for 2026. Amid a DNA testing scandal and understaffing, a new outside audit of the state's Bureau of Investigation recommends several changes. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The audit of CBI's Forensics Division comes as a former DNA scientist, Missy Woods, faces more than 100 charges that she manipulated data over decades. The internal fallout from Woods and staff shortages has contributed to the state's sexual assault kit testing backlog and long wait times for results. The audit recommends CBI pilot and ombudsman position hire more forensic scientists and make the forensic section its own separate division within the Department of Public Safety. It also recommends changes to training. The auditors interviewed nearly 140 staff members. The vast majority said they were satisfied with their pay and committed to the job. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Palmer Lake's Board of Trustees is set to consider applications from residents seeking to fill a vacant seat during a special workshop today. The seat opened when Trustee Dennis Stern was appointed mayor last month. The town's leadership has been in the hot seat for months over the possible annexation of land from massive Buc-ee's Travel Center. This is CPR News and KRCC.